Hello, my name is Loretta Doyle. I'm living in Bradford in County Clare and I have three boys, Killian, Caden and Oren, and they all have autism. The two older boys, Killian and Caden, attend our local national school, Bradford and Kilbane National School, and they're in the ASD class there. And my youngest boy, Oren, is attending the ASD preschool class in Stonehall School in Newmarket and Fergus.
And what was the first lockdown like?
The last lockdown was extremely difficult. I had to homeschool three kids with special needs on my own. In the class setting where you would have six kids, you would have a teacher and two SNAs working with the six children. My youngest boy, who had started to make strides with his speech before the last lockdown in March, regressed. Over the summer, he regressed, and those words slowly slipped away from him over the period of the lockdown. And this was due to him not having the one-to-one attention that he gets from his ASD teacher and his speech and language therapist. And we noticed that since he went back to school in September, a slight improvement coming with a few words were beginning to come back again. And already, just 3 weeks in now to the school closure, I can see those words are starting to slip again. He's not using them as much as he was, and I really can see them slipping away. And that's my biggest fear now, is that kids are going to regress again. And it's impossible to make up that lost ground. You know, for some kids, regaining skills they lose can be virtually impossible for them to do. You know, children with additional needs have really suffered without the structure and routine of being at school. And parents really at this stage are at the risk of burnout, having barely recovered actually some of them from the last lockdown.
Do you think that special needs schools should have been allowed to stay open?
Yes, 100%. Schools, special schools, and special classes in mainstream schools should have opened this week. My own two schools that my boys go to, Bradford and Kilbane National School and Stonehall National School as well, the principals, the ASD class teachers, you know, they all felt they were very confident. They felt the schools could open. They felt that they should have opened. You know, they felt it was a safe environment, was achievable for both the kids and the staff, in their opinion. You know, and they felt as well that these education settings are very much essential services and they cannot be performed remotely. You know, there was a statistic said last week that, you know, special needs children account for 1% of the education population. This 1%, it's the most vulnerable in society. And they should have been deemed essential services. You know, schools across Europe, especially schools across Europe, are open. In Northern Ireland, they're open. We're the only country in Europe that do not have special needs schools open. It's absolutely disgraceful.
And do you actually feel let down by the government?
Yes, I absolutely feel let down by this government. The way the government has treated children with special needs over the last 10 months is absolutely disgraceful. You know, the last lockdown started last March when this all started. They've had 10 months, the Department of Education have had 10 months to get a plan together that if this were to happen again, how do we deal with special needs kids? How do we ensure that they're getting their education? How do we deal with the most vulnerable in society? And 10 months later, they have no plan in place. You know, it just beggars belief, to be honest.
Hi, I'm Joanne Murphy. I'm a mother of four from Ballincollig. It had a devastating impact, really, on my son, who has autism. It was the suddenness of it, but also because we get all of our services through the school, such as speech and language therapy, occupational therapy. Suddenly, he had all that whipped out from under him as well. So it left him really at a loose end, and that's not a good place to be when you have the challenges that he has. It then left me in a position of, you know, being his total support.
What have you had to tell your son now that I suppose schools are closed?
He originally in the first lockdown, he had put it in on the calendar when the lockdown would be lifting, so he heard Leo Varadkar say, certain date, that went in on the calendar, that was gospel then. He was devastated then when that passed, and it's so hard to explain why, because it's not a tangible reason, you know. It's just a vague reason to him. So what he was doing is every time then that there was a change in, restrictions and all that, it was all calendar. So this time I've left, you know, there's no calendars up now. I've just kind of left it vague. We're on longer Christmas holidays, if he asks at all. And even though he is watching, you know, calendars on phones and things like that, I'm just keeping it to the minimum. We're just keeping ticking over. I'm just kind of therapeutic lying. I'm just, you know, kicking it down the road a bit, smoothing it out for him so that I can keep him as content as I can for as long as I can.
What's your son's name?
Bob.
Was Bob excited that schools were going to be returning? Because that's what the government said. We were led to believe that they were going to return.
Yeah, he was fully expecting it because he's been mentioning the date. And he did say several times over the holidays, back to school, back to school. So I just kind of kick it down the road, kind of go, yeah, they will be open again, but, you know, we have a bit longer holidays maybe, and it might be the cold has kept them closed and this kind of thing.
What impact will it have on your son, Bob, with the special schools being closed now?
Well, like, he's, you know, he has, I suppose, the de-skilled to a certain extent. His daily living skills have regressed. His sense of being able to cope has regressed. We've seen a lot more frustration, a lot more self-harming behaviour, which he never had, which is very concerning.
Hi, my name is Dr. Niamh O'Brien. I'm a GP in Merview in Galway City. I'm a mum to three daughters, two of whom have additional needs. Our youngest daughter, Annie, is 6 years old and she has severe nonverbal autism and attends Albutha Special School in Galway, which is a small school for children between age 5 and 18. They only have 18 pupils and all of the children have autism and complex needs. Our middle daughter, Lucy, is in first year in a mainstream secondary school, Salerno, in Salt Hill in Galway. Lucy has a rare and severe brittle bone disorder called osteogenesis imperfecta, and she's of short stature, uses a wheelchair, and has a high risk of fracturing her bones. Lucy has a full-time SNA at school and receives resource support there too.
And tell me, what was the first lockdown like when the schools were previously closed? Was it difficult?
So the first lockdown was incredibly stressful for us, as it was obviously for many families. I was working long hours in my frontline job as a general practitioner, dealing with much uncertainty about COVID-19 and high anxiety among my patients, as well as the stress at home of managing our daughters and their care. My husband works full time and his job changed to working from home. Many of our daughters' therapies and supports were reduced or stopped. And without her daily routine of school, our youngest daughter, Annie, who has autism, her developmental progress, which already is markedly delayed due to her autism and communication issues, unfortunately regressed greatly, resulting in retrograde steps with her therapies and her toileting, plus significant challenging behaviours. And added to that, Lucy, who usually has a full-time SNA to support her physical needs during the day at school, now had no SNA support at home. So supporting Lucy with keeping up her schoolwork was another challenge for us.
And do you think special needs schools should be open now? They should be allowed to stay open?
Yes, they absolutely should reopen. In fact, Annie's school, Albutha, was actually ready to reopen yesterday, Monday the 11th of January. They had staff who were willing to work, buses ready to run, and safety protocols in place. The last minute bombshell last week that special schools were remaining closed along with all other schools, it was a devastating blow to families like ourselves. In fact, I heard about the news when I was working late in my practice on call. Many other special schools throughout the country were also ready to open either fully or partially, but the autonomy was taken away from the individual schools and boards of management when this blanket decision was made.
And as a GP yourself, you're actually calling for special needs teachers to get the vaccine because you see them as essential workers.
Whatever it takes needs to be done to reopen special schools, and I strongly believe that as an essential service with essential workers working in special schools, the staff should be provided with vaccines that they need to protect them, to protect the students, and to proceed with providing this essential service.